Iran rattles its saber amidst growing disillusionment. Bright Hope addresses National Hunger Awareness Month, and two ministries are reaching Haiti in a creative way. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Iran's top leader warned the opposition of a harsh response if they rebelled against the Islamic Republic 3 months after an election sparked civil unrest. David Harter is with Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry for the Middle East and North Africa. He says disillusionment is widespread in Iran.
People in Iran are extremely disappointed.
Harter says this disillusionment is an open door for Sat7 to offer the hope of Christ.
We're pleased that we can present good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ to those who have pretty much decided that life is hopeless.
Christian music videos on Sat7 are especially powerful.
People hear God's word set to music, particularly when it's local styles of music. It has a great impact.
You can pray for Sat7's producers as they create programs of encouragement and pray for Christians in Iran.
Life is very difficult for them right now, and we need to pray that they have freedom to worship. And for any that have been arrested, that they would be released and that they would be comforted.
Next, Christian women in London held a prayer vigil this past Saturday for two imprisoned Christian converts. According to International Christian Concern, the vigil was held outside the Iranian embassy, and women participating in the vigil wore white. The two women were imprisoned on March 5th for converting to Christianity and not recanting their faith. Since then, their health has rapidly deteriorated due to overcrowding and poor medical attention. Visit our website to sign a petition for the women's release. You're listening to Mission Network News. Two eminent partners are working together to spread the gospel. After a For Haiti with Love donor heard about the Every Church, Every Village project by Faith Comes by Hearing, she was able to help provide Haitians with the New Testament. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says the Creole audio Bibles have reached many with the gospel.
A lot of the people that are coming to the clinic particularly do not know how to read. So even if they had a Bible, they couldn't read the scriptures themselves. So this is a special gift to them.
John Wilkie of Faith Comes by Hearing says the program is open to churches who have already participated in the ministry's You've Got the Time project.
Churches who do this project can contact us and get free proclaimers. These are solar-powered, hand-crank audio Bibles that have the whole New Testament on it. They can get these proclaimers and take them onto their short-term missions trips.
To learn more about these programs or their help in Haiti, visit our website. Next, Bright Hope International has launched a new initiative called Hope for Haiti, a program to completely transform 17 Haitian communities in 3 to 5 years. On the new food security index for Maplecroft, a risk advisory business, Haiti ranked as the second most impoverished and at-risk country in the list of 148. From October 22nd through the 25th, Bright Hope needs over 1,000 volunteers to pack meals to ward off hunger and touch thousands of children with the love of Christ. Visit our website for more information. And missionaries in Ghana are not only looking to evangelize nationals there, but send them out as missionaries too. Nicole and Kirk Sims with the Mission Society moved to Ghana to send Ghanaians to the unreached people groups and countries around them with the message of Christ. The Sims say it's a shift going from one being evangelized to the one evangelizing. Nicole, speaking from Ghana, says,
"We're finding many Ghanaians rising to that burden and saying, yes, I want to be sent out. I care about my neighbors in Burkina Faso and Mali who need to hear about the love of Jesus."
Kirk adds one of the challenges the Ghanaians face is adapting to the different culture they enter.
"But also entering those cultures with great humility and love, and knowing that God has been trying to get their attention for many years and generations, and that God is at work, and that they can learn so much from those people in those cultures."
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. John Piper says missions exist because worship doesn't. To help keep your mind on worship, Mission Network News is making available the Chris Tomlin CD, Hello Love, for a gift of any amount. This CD is full of songs that will remind you that we're created to worship. Get your Chris Tomlin CD by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. Time's running out. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.